Blog Talk Radio.
The following is suitable for everyone. Everyone, get in. Listen. This is really about something. Something that matters. Hello. Good evening. I am comedian Talk Dude, and you are listening to I Can't Find You, But We Found Ourselves, a radio show that is literally about, well, about myself, but basically speaking on behalf of the disabled. It is Disabled Awareness Month. Damn it, I'm going to talk about it. Because we need to pay some attention to those who are out there defective, in need. There's a lot of them, you know. It's like disabled people are dying every day faster than regular, ordinary, able-bodied people. That's the case. Because it's just something about a weaker member of the herd that's just seems destined to go. It's 10:01 here on the program, and please, we invite you to call in. Let us know what you think about this month, about what has happened. We're here at 1-515-605-9709. That's 1-515-605-9709. That is a thing. Let me tell you basically for me what it was like being disabled. There's something was wrong with me, but I didn't know what. I was attracted to the strangest things. I basically, a lot of times when I wanted to sit there and be quiet, I couldn't stop walking around and talking. And then often when I tried to talk, I would stammer. It was so strange. It's like my body wasn't doing what I ordered it to do, what I needed it to do. So a lot of them feel like something is just kind of broken, you know. It's like, imagine a surge protector. There's all these cables and wires and plugs, and some of them are chewed through. They're flinging sparks. It's a real hazard. Certain parts of the mind and body seem to move. You're kind of doing stuff without wanting to. And it doesn't look right. There are people who basically can't help but notice that. That's a real thing. There are people who are just plain paralyzed in certain parts of their body, and there are others who basically their body just won't really stop moving. And they can try to basically give up the more toxic of things and whatever kind of help. And they try a lot of the power of positive thinking, what I've been doing recently, a lot of meditation, a lot of stretching. Still doesn't help as much as you want it to. But every single day, you have to overcome. You have to tell yourself, you have to be like the little engine that could. You know, I shouldn't have said that. The whole point of this program is not to plug anything else. But really, just to make an effort to push yourself. There are people who are too small. There are people who are abnormally large, and they have to get surgery because of their condition. A lot of able-bodied people go through this stuff, too. Yes, I'm defective, but I don't want it entirely to define me. I want to fight through it. Wouldn't you? It's a scientific fact of life. It basically just, I've been trying to take notice of a lot of the handicapped, but I don't see them like I should. Basically, when I do see them, I tell them, it's Disabled Awareness Month, the whole month dedicated to all this, to this notice, this call. And it should be. I mean, let me tell you, okay, let me start basically telling you really what it's like, you know. I tell them, people say, good, that's okay, that's nice. They feign interest, they feign caring. They don't want to appear, you're unsympathetic during this time. Sometimes people show some consideration because they're obligated to, morally obligated. The truth is, every single one of you out there, you can have what you need too, you know? You don't have to be totally. There are a few benefits. There are some perks, whatever, for the deal, the condition. But, okay, let me tell you what Tourette's is like. It's like you just won't stop popping. You're ticking like a clock. You want to stop the tick. You want to sit there, whatever, but the stuff just flies out. Something in the brain's like the wires are crossed. It just lets itself out. And because I have ADHD hyperactivity, my Tourette's tends to come out in a way that is especially painful. I've tried holding it in. I've tried don't do that, but somehow it doesn't work like it should. It is a thing. A lot of Tourette's, you see, tics are different, you know? It's not the same for everybody. Everybody doesn't have the same kind of Tourette's. Some whistle, some curse. That's the most popular one of all, isn't it? You see, all Tourette's do that. Some can't stop snapping their fingers or bending their necks or making any kind of sound effect. I tend to let the tics out in one way or the other. That's cursing, yes, but sometimes I'm just blinking or sniffing or trying to adjust myself, trying to over and over again to get completely comfortable. Honestly, it is a painful cross to bear, and there is no cure. I know reportedly they came up with some kind of neural implant, something that's supposed to massage the brain so the tics don't come out for the most severe cases. I thought about getting it. I mean, I hate the idea of being cut open and, you know, some kind of battery and wires being put inside me. Ugh, boy, the idea kind of terrified me. But I didn't want to be like this anymore. My Tourette's ADHD has gotten me in real trouble. There are times I couldn't sit there and relax and be quiet. I couldn't. When you're an adult, you guys do a lot of that. Heck, when you're a kid, you know, in school, you gotta... I couldn't sit in my classes and pay attention. And I was afraid of them seeing me tick. I got in trouble for that. I got labeled retarded. That's what kids do when they're little. They label everybody gay or retarded. And anything they think is a little different, they're going to call gay. When they're really little, they just call it retarded. Kids are like that. They envy the kid who's too smart, who makes them look retarded by comparison, but they also pity someone who's got the brain defect and whatever. They laugh and tease. It is a real thing. My problem is I can't seem to stop talking and walking around. I'm going to try and give up caffeine, folks, because once again, people with Tourette's ADHD should never drink caffeine. So I say, when I'm out of this brand of tea we have, I'm going to get the caffeinated stuff. I'm going to get better. It's such an ordeal, such an albatross to carry. You want to cut down stimulants in general. See, I've had problems socially my whole life. It's got me in all kinds of trouble. I used to think if I was an adult that basically once I grow up, I'll be able to do whatever. But no, when you're an adult, there are especially rules about you minding your manners. It's especially the case. You got to worry about money. You can't just go to a place of business, whatever, and just tell me, it's like going to somebody else's house. You know, you got to mind your manners. Your time is never really truly your own. You're always under somebody else's circumstances. The disabled people, all of them, I want every single one of them. I'd love for them all to tune into this show and hear about it. I want to hear your stories. I want to hear how you fight to overcompensate for your defect every single day. What do you do? Let me know. Come on, I'm curious. I'm interested. Me? I have to confess. I haven't been pushing myself like I should. I have trouble focusing and sticking with everything. ADHD. You tend to look at a bunch of stuff at once. You don't really retain stuff like you could. It's all just zipping in and out of your head. The truth is, there is hope. There is always hope. I know so many handicapped people who work 10 times harder to make something for themselves. In a way, there's someone to look at and look up to follow by example. I wish there was more of them, you know, because honestly, we need more role models. A buddy of mine, he's got kind of autism, he's a little touched in the head and whatever. He went and got his own place. His mother pays for it, but, well, it's something. He's got a job. He's not making the kind of money he needs. But he's doing it. He's there. He is taking action. Every single day, he does it. Me? I've been surrendering. I've been letting the handicap win. I have been pushing myself hard. For that, I apologize. But damn it, I'm going to make a point to basically tell everyone know that it is Disabled Awareness Month. Let the handicap be acknowledged this whole month. You know, Halloween, I know we're going to sort of celebrate that at the end of the year. I know. Let's celebrate this whole month acknowledging the disabled. How do you do that? Well, first take notice of them. Then try to make the world a little bit better for them. You know what I'm talking about. There should be more ramps, more rails, more braille, more crosswalk beeping, being signals. But more than anything else, there should basically be an acknowledgement that you look at the disabled as members of the human race. They don't just want you to not stare. They want you to do something that benefits. I knew there was something about me when I was a kid. I didn't understand what it was. In my whole adulthood, I've tried to hold it back and hold it in. You know what I'm talking about? Like trying to just let the condition, trying to hold it back. It's like holding in gas, like holding some kind of pain and bomb in. It just seems to leak out. The more pressure you try to put in there, holding it at bay, the more it refuses to do that. It is a thing. It is a thing. Truly, I personally wish, I wish actually with every fiber of my being that I could help every single handicapped person out there just for today to do some kind of, I don't know, something. I wish I knew we were making some kind of difference. I want to make a super difference. You know, I want to. My mother is handicapped now. Did you know that? She's in a heavily powered wheelchair. She's bedridden. I've told her about the holiday. I wish she's in more position to share it with the rest of the world. But you know how things are. Still, listen. If you're a registered voter, look for some kind of thing that's going to help the handicapped. Do it now. Do it today. Make benefits. Do something. The world is entitled to it. Some days I'm worried how much worse I can get. You get to be a certain age where basically you peak and then you're just taking a slow slope downhill. It's 10:15 here on the program on this late night, this late show edition of, I can't find you, but we found ourselves. My people, one and only, let us know what you're thinking, all right? Call in. We're here at 1-515-605-9709. That's 1-515-605-9709. Where's Comedy Organic? Okay, he should be with me on this. I don't know when it was first announced, when people figured out what I had. I don't know. I remember it was diagnosed. It was just good to know what it is, what it was, what happened to me. But in a way, I was still thinking the same thing. It sticks to my head, the thing that sticks to every single handicapped person's head. How do I get rid of this? And honestly, there was no answer. Well, anyway, there was an answer. The answer was, there is no cure. You got it. You are what you are. Every handicapped person, I don't think they should accept that. I think that they should go out of their way to basically try to be better, to condition that handicapped way every single day with every fiber of their being. I think they should make a point to refuse to just sit back and be, well, what's the word I'm looking for, written off as totally disabled. Of course, you've got to cut the handicapped people some slack. The handicapped people don't just want to be a charity case. They want to basically prove that they're doing more than those with healthy, agile bodies. They're as proactive as the next person. Not everybody is. I mean, I got to be honest. I haven't been myself. Organic has told me, he's told myself that I'm not pushing myself hard enough. I should be doing more. I'm going to do it this disabled awareness so people take notice of me. So people take notice. What to do? Well, you can start basically by having a lot of positive thinking first thing in the morning. You can start honestly listening to a lot more upbeat, calming music. You start by taking some deep breaths. Remember, the air is free. You can start also by keeping yourself in that positive, overcoming state of mind. But these are just stepping stones. You keep in mind, you got to do something important every day. You don't sit back and let the condition define you. In a lot of ways, I did. I let it lead me around. I let it jerk me every which way. I wrote myself off as somebody who was just messed up and there was nothing I could do about it. Let the condition drive. Don't let your disability define you completely. Don't. Because you personally, you can do something grand. Keep in mind, you're better than you seem. You are always capable of more than you're doing. Every single handicapped person, every person should know this and feel it. Everybody's got disadvantages. Try harder. Be more. Don't let laziness or a fear of failure keep you from basically being what you were meant to be. Let yourself take flight. I wish I could be out there with every single one of you and let you know that this is the month we're all going to do something special. I want something special with everybody. A big, epic plan, a big, epic get-together that unites all of us. That's what we need. I mean, I'm not talking about like one disabled march parade. I mean, because the truth is, it wouldn't just have to be us disabled people. You want everyone. Everybody should be supporting this cause. It's there. It's right there. My disability got me in trouble trying to do a lot of things. Socializing with people, being comfortable in a foreign environment. But I tell you right now, I realize I just should have been trying harder. Learning to just, honestly, keeping in mind what to do. Every single one of you out there who may hear this, and I'm hoping someone hears this and is inspired at this point. Get yourself involved. Think about something you know you should do that you've been putting off doing. Do it. You have it. A lot of people just write off the disabled as somebody to feel sorry for but not really do anything with. They make a point. They tell them, don't stare. That's right, ignore them. No, no, this is not the answer. A lot of disabled people would like somebody to be friends with them, to just reach out. That's the thing. Disabled people want somebody who will honestly be there with them. So they're not going through it alone. Have you bothered to do that this month in your life? Some of you might know somebody in the back of your head, but never really made the transition. I want to encourage each and every one of you out there. Please, it's Disabled Awareness Month. Do something that's special this month. Somebody out there is waiting for you to do so. Handicapped people are people just like everybody else. They travel the world, but they have the same interests you have, the same hobbies, the same hopes and dreams. Maybe they're daring to even dream a little bit bigger than you are. What can be done? I don't know. Maybe not enough, but there's too much work to be done. That's what we tell ourselves, isn't it? That's what these problems are. There's too much. I'm too busy. I'm too overwhelmed. It just seems like too much to do. It's really simple. Take notice. I'd like to mention a lot of great things disabled people have done, but I'm not supposed to quote other people on this network. Okay, I decided not to be a messed up case myself. I decided to work harder and make some daily resolutions. Tell yourself that right now. Push aside your disadvantages. Make a resolution. Resolve to start fresh. Every single one of you out there. It's Disabled Awareness Month. There's a whole month to celebrate and learn about. Look at all of them who are doing things and refusing to let themselves be written off as just somebody who needs a lot of help. Me, myself, I'm trying to get behind all this. I'm not doing enough of that. I hear it all the time. I wish honestly that all of us could be united this month, but it's probably not going to happen, is it? Now everybody's like, rather not get behind all this. Yes, it's very sad what disabled people go through, but to actually devote the whole month to it, You don't devote the whole month. You just make a point to be aware of how they are working and what they are doing. Everybody out there, it's important. I tell you something, it was hard. It was painful for me. I was personally ostracized in a lot of ways. Some of the kids would play with me, sometimes they wouldn't. There was something that just wasn't right about me. It was so damn frustrating. This is back before people were enlightened about autism. I also didn't know why I couldn't stop talking and walking around. Tried like crazy to hold it at bay, but, you know, I know I've told you this already, but I'm going to tell you again. It's important. I didn't quite give up. I didn't say die. And while a lot of disabled people, they do die prematurely because they're broken in a lot of ways. There's something. There's always something. It's just not enough for you to have your chips. You got to keep going. You got to move. Move every single day. Every day you have your routine and you work through it. Every day you prove yourself. That's the point of a society. We're all in this together. We're all fighting and marching towards the greater good. Happy Disabled Awareness Month to all the disabled people and all the able-bodied people who, as I said, should get behind it. Please, the world needs you to get involved. Said that before, I'll say it again. You know, I want to talk to some handicapped people, too. Most people can't tell I'm handicapped. They know there's something with me, but mostly when they see me Tourette-taking, they assume the worst. I really want to honestly achieve something big just to help pave the way, to move the mountains, to start something on behalf of every single disadvantaged person out there. Because one of them breaks on through, we see how there's hope. I want to thank you all for listening to I Can't Find You, But We Found Ourselves, here with the one and only Talk Dude. Remember, you can pick up all our shows on Blog Talk Radio. That'll do it for this week. Please, once again, get involved. Do something this month and celebrate it. Celebrate it hard. It needs celebrating, you know, like any other holiday or whatnot. Thank you all for listening. Thank you. Remember, our number when we're on the air is at 1-515-605-9709. That's 1-515-605-9709. Thank you, and good night.